This episode of WW Today is brought to you by Care.com. And Will's about to have a baby.
I am.
Sometimes you're looking for care.
I might have a baby right now when you're listening to this.
Not right now, recording it.
Currently, but I like to talk in future tense.
Any moment.
Mm-hmm.
We could be mid-show, get a call, get down here.
Out of here.
It's time.
I had Chinese food last night, so I look like I had a baby.
You have a food baby. Yeah.
I'm a food baby.
Well, Care.com, if you don't know about it, it's the world's largest digital marketplace for finding and managing family care, including nannies, senior care, dog walkers, and more. They're offering a great deal right now for WDW Today listeners. Save 30% off a Care.com premium membership by going to care.com/WDW. That's care.com/WDW. And thanks to Care.com for supporting WDW Today. And now, on with the show.
Give me a little intro there, Gomer.
Bringing the world to your world. This is WDW Today, coming to you from somewhere off property at the Laugh-O-Gram Studios. Now, here they are, Terry Weaver, the nature boy Will Haynes, and your host, Logan Seculo.
It's Wednesday, August 16th of 2017. This is episode 1576 of WDW Today. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
I'm Terry Weaver.
I'm The Grease.
I'm Matt Lott.
And we're right now broadcasting you from the darkest of dark studios right now. Our lights are off.
You wanted house lights on.
The Grease did.
The Grease like, no, man, I'm sick over here. Well, he wanted us.
Lighting is a big deal, okay?
He wanted to. You got to set the mood. We're setting the mood right now. He wanted us to look like silhouettes from the silhouette display on Main Street. We can go and pick up. Mm. You just want to see so you could do the cutting of us.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm talking about? Y'all got
that's
that
enough,
done.
That's enough Disney talk for today. Let's move on.
I brought it up too fast.
Let's get back to monster truck rallies.
Y'all have all done, not necessarily at Disney, but I know you've all done the silhouettes. Mm-hmm. Do you like the silhouettes?
Loved it.
Yeah.
Oh, our grandparents love it.
Yes.
For sure.
Great gifts.
Yes.
Yeah. It's impressive how fast they can do those.
Lightning.
Yeah.
Lightning.
For what you pay as far as how fast it's produced, you almost are like, okay, what's going on here?
Right.
Yeah. What is the price? I'm going to look up the price point here because I do
it
all the time.
About it a while.
I know.
Minimum
it's been a while.
$30. And then you got to pay for the frame, right? Like,
so No. At Disney, it's cheaper than that, I believe.
Oh, it is? Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I got duped.
Maybe it is. Did. Let me find out.
That was some rando that was outside the
this
park.
Was outside
that
Walmart,
you got bootleg silhouettes.
Right? No, it actually came with two copies. I think that's why
that
it was more.
Yeah, let me find the price.
They folded it over.
Mm-hmm. You know what I like to do? I like to get the silhouette done and just take a picture of it on my phone and then walk away.
There it is.
Hey, man. Do that after every dang ride.
Just run?
Yeah. It's the old after ride trick.
Yeah, I don't really want this photo. I'm just going to snap it with my phone and walk away. It's a silhouette, sir. That's not quite how it works.
Hey, at Disney especially, did they ever crack down on people doing that?
What they did in an inventive way, and this was the last time I went, so I'm going again at Christmas, but as of a couple of years ago, there's a huge like print on the picture because with the advent
just
of
like
the
a watermark.
Yeah, a watermark. Uh-huh. So with the advent of the camera phone,
still,
obviously everybody
it.
Was just taking a picture of the picture. But yeah, now there's just a giant watermark.
Well, and also they helped that in a major way by if you're an annual pass holder, you get it on your phone anyways. You don't even have to worry about pulling your cell phone out and taking a picture.
And here's what they've also done. Pirates of the Caribbean just launched their photos. There are no screens. It just shows up on your app.
Oh,
trickery. Interesting. Well, I did notice when I went, and this was at Disneyland, sorry, people, but at Disneyland, the screens that it popped up on were like 8-bit terrible quality. Yeah. And so it's like, you can take a picture of it, but I mean, you know.
What are you going to do with it?
It's a toss-up if it's actually you or not. I don't know.
I actually would like 8-bit ride photos. Like, I want to be a Nintendo-ized
Nintendo
on,
Terry?
On Space Mountain.
I wish my life was in 8-bit.
I do too.
I feel like I could focus better.
Your life, not mine.
Now, the price points online are they're not super easy to find. The last thing I found was from our friends over at Touring Plans, which, by the way, y'all need to update your website here, because this is the latest news on the classic Disney souvenir, the cut paper silhouette, according to Google.
I think this is the one that we referenced
2013,
last time too.
Which I have no idea, fall of 2013, if the pricing is the same, but they said each silhouette is only $8. Hmm. And that's a per person rate, flat rate. You typically get two mirror images, and then...
So it's $8 for two.
Yeah. And then they upgrade for, I believe, the
man,
frame.
Man, you really got tricked.
I got hosed.
Grease got ripped off.
Grease and then you had to pay for the frame, off.
Which was another $10.
You should have known, granted, that when the silhouette looked more like, you know, Figment and not necessarily you, that you had been duped, but you just went with
it. I just did it to the kids.
Okay.
I didn't do it to me.
Yeah.
Thing I want in my house is a silhouette of myself.
Oh, yeah.
Hat on backwards.
Yeah.
Set on backwards.
We should sell those.
Maybe maybe with a beer helmet on.
That's a shirt. We need Grease silhouette shirts. Somebody needs to get on
with or without the beer helmet.
I don't think that you would understand
the detail
what you're wearing.
Come through.
Yeah. It's like, why does he have a big growth out of his head?
True. Well, there was a topic today, and it was on, because this happens, we meet with the Producers Club, which is our second level of our Patreon group. Those are people that pay $10 a month. They get an exclusive show every week. Plus, we meet with them to discuss what they want to hear about. And one thing that came up in our last Producers Club meeting was all the interactive games at Walt Disney World and whether they're worth your time, whether they're worth your experience. We're going to go over at least four of them. There's really about four of them, but there's probably some others you could consider. Because Grease, when we were talking about this, you weren't really fully comprehending when we were talking about what an in-park game was.
Well, no, I was super confused. I was sitting there like, y'all, how can y'all not talk about these? Because Will was like, I don't know too much about them. I'm like, what are you talking about? You don't know too much about them. I was like, it's like, you know, when you throw the rings on the bottles.
With a goldfish with a ping pong ball.
Yeah, and like, you know, the basketball thing and all that stuff. How can you not talk? I could talk about that all day. Because there's
that
like
does
professional
seem like
people.
That feels like that's what you mostly do when you're in a theme park, Grease.
Well, yeah, because there's a whole different vein. Like, there's professionals that literally show up to these parks and just take them for all they're worth.
And that's all the plush they're worth.
Like a life-sized Bugs Bunny.
Yeah.
Why do they have Bugs Bunny at Disney? No one knows.
Conflict
little
of
little
interest.
Fact.
That's not a thing.
Logan Seculo. Professional claw machine, man.
Oh, dude. Oh, there's well nobody that can like claw like that. The love.
I don't know. We need to pit you against the other professional claw machine guy I know, producer Tim Skipper,
claw off.
Incredible.
Yeah, we're both
claw.
If someone's looking at me, I can't do it. But if they're not looking, I'll come back to a table with a myriad of guests.
That sounds like a Patreon live show right there, the claw off. I'm ready.
Logan will literally get up to go to the restroom and come back with a toy.
I come back, or multiple. I come back bearing gifts. Two for one.
I'm sitting there enjoying a nice little grilled chicken Philly.
Perkins.
And over at Beef O'Brady's. And there's a claw machine. There's not much else there, but there's a claw machine. And literally, Logan comes back, hands me a basketball. Here you go. I'm like, okay. Then like 5 seconds later, comes back with like a stuffed football.
You gotta be careful. You gotta be careful where you go. Here's my strategy. And maybe this is Skipper's strategy. Well, I don't know. But my strategy is, you gotta take a look. Claw size based on what they're offering. Because a lot of times there's just no chance. Mm-hmm. But assuming it's a fair game one, you got a good constructed claw, none of the claws that slowly loosen up, which is a setting, by the way, on claw machines. Yeah. So,
because he's also broken into them.
Because it is rigged. It's rigged to the point that they don't want you to win, obviously. So it's made to, when it grabs onto, like, loosen up. But
I've also heard every four times it might increase the tension.
Maybe. There's stuff like that. There are odds. You set the odds when you're setting up these machines. So it's already not in your favor. But what you really have to do is never go for what you want.
Except for this one
go
time.
Go for whatever you can get.
I will say, Logan did get the
Holy
Grail. You got the Holy Grail of claw machine prize at a Denny's in Central Florida.
Are we talking about like Xbox 360?
You got the Holy Grail at a Denny's?
No.
Incredible.
Kermit Frog plush.
That is pretty good.
It was fantastic.
Piggy. I got two.
It was so beautiful.
No,
I
think we've told the story before.
My goodness,
I don't
Logan,
think I've heard this story.
Well, I'm trying to tell it, and you're talking over me. Logan gets the plush, brings it back to the table. We're so happy. It's me, Logan, and his mom are sitting there at Denny's. And the waitress...
We were like teenagers.
Yeah.
Early teens.
But it was like, my gosh, you got the best toy ever out of a claw machine.
Real high quality.
It was it's like the one with the bendy arms.
Nice.
Oh. And all of a sudden, the waitress at the Denny's comes up, sees that Logan has won this, and loses it.
Like cries?
Pretty much.
But slightly angry too, saying that she has been trying for a long time.
You mean
trying
to
win that Kermit the Frog. That's all she wanted, whatever.
For her daughter, I think.
Please tell her you gave it to her.
Well,
please.
Then she walks off, like kind of storms off with a huff, and we're like,
spitting our food.
And Logan's mom gives a look at Logan like, if you care about anything, you go get this to that woman. And so Logan just...
grabs Kermit and walks over and hands it to the waitress. And did she hug you? I remember a hug.
And then I checked because I like took pictures of the tag to see if she was messing me over. This was before you could have like a smartphone. I didn't take pictures. I just wrote it down. Before we had phones with cameras. And I looked on eBay and those were going for $75
a pop.
Yeah.
Tell
so
me
I think
that
she pulled she swindled me.
Tell me you walked up to her and said, "It ain't easy being green."
I don't think so.
He wasn't that clever at 12.
It was very uncomfortable.
I appreciate that story, but I am very intrigued about what y'all call in-park games.
Yes. So what you're talking about is actually available, I think, really only in Animal Kingdom.
Yep.
Is at the in Dino Land. Is there anywhere else where you can play like the fair games?
Universal
maybe some downtown
Studios.
Disney, Universal everywhere.
Boardwalk, there's the basketball and a couple of them, the Boardwalk.
In the theme park, so I think you're only really at Dino Land.
So strangely, in this week's rumors of the world, that's actually one of the newest chopping block discussions is the games at Dino Land. So next time you go to Florida Grease, you need to blow a couple hundred bucks over there just
it
so
might
they know.
It might be gone? Is that what they're talking Dino about? Land. Or they might
Circus
expand?
No, they're talking. It's on. They're getting. They might get rid of it.
Why?
So you
that's
need
an
to,
untapped market, apparently.
You need to get over there and let them know.
There are weird gambling
too many professionals
laws in Florida.
Were showing up.
Yeah. Interesting.
And taking.
So if you may know, like they removed originally at Pizza, what is it, Pizza Planet, when they had Pizza Planet there, they removed all the claw machines before it closed down. Because the claw machines technically are some form of odds-based gambling is what they considered it.
Interesting.
And you had to pay something crazy.
Like you have to get like a permit to have it and like a license
for
that.
So of course, like the
kind of
one
game.
Thing you want to play right. there, that's which is the claw machine, they can't offer. And they end up taking them all out. Now, who knows when Pizza Planet reopens in their new beautiful location. Is it still in the artwork? I think so. Yeah, Toy Story Land. I haven't looked at the latest one.
I mean,
but
where else
we're
can
talking
you get
about
gourmet pizza like that? You got to open that back up.
Oh, yeah. We're talking about, though, the interactive games. So kind of the card-based games, some of those you may see when you walk around the parks. Some of you guys may not know about these because they're kind of hidden gems if you really think they're worth it. So we got four, and we'll go through them. There is A Pirate's Adventure, Wilderness Explorers, Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom, and Agent P's World Showcase Adventure. Has anyone played any of these?
I've done two of them, and the only one that I like enjoyed even remotely was Wilderness Explorers.
Okay, I haven't done that one.
That's the one my niece has also done.
So that's based on Up.
Yep. So you go in, when you first walk into Animal Kingdom, you can take the pledge. Mm-hmm. You can become a Wilderness Explorer. The wilderness must be explored. And you get to go around, and basically you get badges.
Yeah.
And they're stickers.
So you put badges in quotes. Why are we in quotes? They're stickers.
Yeah, but they look just like they have stitching on them like they're. Uh-huh. And you're able to get the sticker and put it in your book just like if you were a Boy Scout or a Girl Scout. And it's actually a great way. I think this one's definitely worth it because they're very, especially if you have kids, you get to interact with all of the representatives from the countries that'll share, you know, hey, I'm from Zimbabwe when you get off the safari.
Cool.
And it's a good way for your kids to learn about the fact that it's educational.
Yeah.
So this is exclusively in Animal Kingdom?
Exclusively.
It doesn't branch out to
now
the others?
That one is, and as per my, I think, 11-year-old niece, she says that it was a lot of fun because you have to find out what the search requires, so that's a little bit of a game in itself. And then you get to talk to the cast members, like Terry was saying. And so it made the day at Animal Kingdom, you know, it gave you like
faster.
A different experience.
Well, and at Animal Kingdom, there's nothing to do there anyway. So
and we've been told it takes about 3 to 5 hours to complete this mission.
Hmm. Are you serious?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that's all you're doing, but within your day.
So is it like a casual, like, I can go ride Everest?
You're walking, and you get off Everest, and there's one there. There's one just kind of everywhere. So just as you're going throughout the day.
Yeah, I believe it's incorporated.
It's a great, honestly, if you have...
Is it like a scavenger hunt? Like, what are we talking
about?
Yeah,
kind
here?
Of. Yeah. So, like, you know, you get different badges. One of them is the veterinary badge, which is, I think, at the Rafiki's Planet Watch. You diagnose a sea turtle's health issue. A dinosaur badge. You see dinosaur fossils by the dino ride.
I've never done this one.
Is there
so
any
I'm not
knowledge
sure.
of amphibious based? Diseases necessary to be able to like diagnose the turtle.
You like a certification?
Yeah, as well. I mean, I don't know that I could diagnose a sea turtle illness.
I think they walk you through it.
Well, that's,
yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Sounds
they
good
also
to
said
me.
Your grand prize is another sticker.
Ooh, yeah.
When you've completed it,
you get stickers
of all of them.
Well, you've already gotten them, collected your sticker book. Then you get like an I completed it.
No, I know, but I'm saying for all four of the in-park games, it's only
just
stickers?
For this one. A lot of them don't have anything. I don't believe.
Oh man, because if you complete the bourbon trail, you get like a shirt.
Yeah,
and that's pretty awesome.
And a headache.
So this sounds like at the end of this, what you get is a big old fat WDW bill slipped underneath your door.
Says, they are free games, but you are paying admission to the park.
That's right.
That's true.
Right.
And if it takes you 5 hours, you basically just spent like $100 to complete this game.
And honestly, that's why we titled this thing, Is It Worth It? This is where this always comes into factor for me for all of these games. We'll go through the other ones, and some of them I've had fun at, but I've never had as much fun as like Space Mountain. If you were going to rank it on fun, it's like way down the list compared to the other attractions available. I want to take a quick break again to tell you guys, our loyal WDW Today listeners, about those that support us and really help out what we're doing. And they're going to help you. Most of you guys are families out there. You're listening, you're planning your trip to Walt Disney World, but you're also, you want to plan a nice date night out, or maybe you're looking for someone to walk your dog. I mean, easy as that. Just go to care.com and de-stress and spend more quality time with your family. Get help handling everyday tasks like running errands, house cleaning, dog walking, so you're more focused and at ease when you spend your time with your family. You're going to find the best of the local caregivers for your needs. You can browse them all, including sitters, housekeepers, senior care, whatever you need. You're going to find it right there. care.com. It's a really easy website. Just go over there. You can join with a free basic membership and search the listings for local caregivers. Again, they kind of offer everything.
Yeah, I think it's really cool, especially in a time where it's hard to find someone you trust. They help you by doing a lot of the vetting. You can set up interviews through it. You can even pay through it. So, you know, like if you get childcare through the app, right? At the end of the night, do you really want to write a check or find cash and pay right through there? Keeps track of it all for you.
Easy.
Really helpful.
Easy. And that's with an upgraded premium membership where you can set up those interviews, book and pay your caregivers all in one place, either online, like you said, or through the Care mobile app. But to get that best deal on the premium membership, go to care.com/WDW to get 30% off a premium membership. Again, that's care.com/WDW. Thanks to Care for supporting this podcast. It really means a lot to us that they think our audience would enjoy what they have to offer, and I think they're absolutely right. I'm always trying to plan out date nights with my wife, figure out how we can get out. We got 3 kids. It's always crazy around our house, and I will be definitely taking a look at the options on care.com. That's care.com/WDW.
Which ones have you done?
I have done the Pirates Adventure, and honestly, I'll be completely honest in front, never finished any of them.
I've never
done any
of them.
Because you just get bored with it?
Yes.
Or?
Okay. And I've done Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom.
I can see where this is worth it. I just thought about it, okay?
Okay.
If you've got park hoppers, okay, and you're there for 7 nights.
Sure.
Then if you're now doubling back on these parks.
Welcome to my vacation.
Mm-hmm. Then and if you need something a little special, like, hey guys, you know, today we're going to theme this thing out where we're going to and just experience the park in a different way. I can see that being fun.
That's what these games, I think, are designed for. Yeah. They're designed for people. You know, one of our listeners reached out yesterday to me and is like, hey, I'm going for 2 weeks.
Dang.
You know, it's like 2 weeks.
Must be out of England.
So, no, they're Michigan.
Same thing.
Similar thing.
Yeah.
Michigan. But if you go,
weird,
you know, if you're there for a long time, like, I think you can kind of do these things. You know, and I think the one thing about the one at Animal Kingdom, the Wilderness Explorers, is it is educational.
Right. You're getting something out of it.
A lot of people homeschool their children and stuff. They're doing like a trip that definitely gives them a chance to interact and actually learn.
Check that off the credits.
I get the Animal Kingdom credit on the old
I'm a wilderness explorer.
I'm a wilderness explorer. Can you put that on your college application?
It's not accredited, but you can.
Can you put that on your college application? Like, I was a certified wilderness explorer.
Yeah, so two are available at, oh, sorry, you got something?
Animal Kingdom?
No.
I was going to say, there's four.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And that's it.
That's it.
Or is there like one that nobody knows about?
I don't know. Maybe there's a secret game.
I would say the secret game we would like KidCot at Epcot, where you go and you make the mask.
I don't think you can say that word on this show. It's a family show.
Well, and then you
it's
got the Kid ultimate,
Cot, like at Epcot.
The hidden Mickey thing, the ultimate scavenger hunt.
Sure.
You know,
trying to find Mickey in general.
That's true.
I mean,
all right,
like
let's hit some, the top, the real four. Let's talk some
the
of those sort
four.
Of.
The
yeah,
sort
I of. I'm very intrigued by this.
So you have one in Epcot, you have two in Magic Kingdom, and one in Animal Kingdom. Hollywood Studios, they clearly don't care about it anymore. It's just been abandoned.
Yeah.
No, that's where you go see Darth Vader. You don't need another reason to go there.
Well, I think that's probably what they're betting on. Right now, there's no reason to go there. I mean, there's really very little in general.
I mean,
general.
You could go, and maybe one day you're going to be, there's literally going to be like a side yard sale over there, a sidewalk sale.
So
people have been messaging us, asking us
where to buy stuff.
Where to buy this stuff for the Great Movie Ride, which we've been told is all going
to the archives. So we've been told that. Well, we'll see. Hopefully it's alive, but we'll find out.
I saw someone posted the stat of how many like animatronics were lost in the park.
Oh, I'm sure.
With the end of those two rides was like, whoa. It's like 83.
You mean those robots?
Yeah, the robots. Hey, man. They get mad at you calling them robots.
Careful saying robots.
All right, so let's talk about some of the other ones. Okay, what other one have you done, Terry?
I've done Agent P's.
Okay, then first let's talk about Sorcerer of the Magic Kingdom. That's one that I've done. And Sorcerer of the Magic Kingdom is a pretty cool experience. And I have some love and hate with it. You get your cards. You get like a stack of like almost tarot cards, like if you want to be like
Dungeons and Dragons kind of
card. Seems a little off family branding.
Hey, during Princess and the Frog, they just gave out tarot cards. I have a block of Magic Kingdom tarot cards from Princess and the Frog. They were giving out to people.
Those are fantastic.
It's a great idea.
It depends on the family.
I got a couple packs. People are like, no, thank you. That's, clearly you didn't understand. But you do actually get these at the old firehouse. So you go in there. That's where they have registration and sign up for this. And when you do sign up, they give you a pack of cards that you get to take and keep home. So they are like a collectible.
There's just like a four or five cards, right? Like you don't get like
it's a decent stack. I'm not sure exactly
are
how many
free?
Cards. Yeah, they're free.
Okay.
There are 60 cards in total, but there are also rare editions from hard ticket events. So yeah, 60 cards. 10 cards can be purchased in blind packs. So I'm guessing you get this is where it's changed even since I remember doing it. You get like 10 cards, looks like something like that. Oh, you guys can tell me if I'm wrong. And then you get that, but you do get it, you know, free souvenir. So you can even just walk in, sign up, take home the souvenir. That's an option for you. If you don't really want to play the game, but you are a Disney collector, that's a good way to do it. But what you do is you go to kind of each little spot. A lot of them are on the windows of Main Street. And you, as you stand there with your cards, things come to life and videos play and things like that. My big beef with this game, and I'd say with the Pirates game as well, is because there's so many people playing it, the surprises kind of go away.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're watching someone do what you're about to do.
You're like waiting in line to watch it happen.
Yeah. Right. And, they've added this kind of thing also universal to Harry Potter where, you know, you have the wand and you can control things. The difference is that at least you're doing something and something physical happens. So, like, you'll do it and it'll, like, rain. This is very, so it's at least
Whoa, kind of.
Don't give this man a wand.
No. So you can really make it rain?
Let Logan talk.
All right. Well, okay. They get mad when we talk about Universal. The concept, though, is Disney villains are plotting to take over the Magic Kingdom. And yes, Lynn, I'm just reading this straight from Touring Plans. And it's your job to defeat them one by one through magical porters you can only find. You can sign up at Main Street, the old firehouse at Liberty Square, near the Tiana meet and greet. I'm not sure if that's correct still. During the sign-up process, you'll be given a map to portal locations, a key to open the portals, and 5 spell cards. Only 5 cards, right? That's everything you'll need to play. But if you're anything like me, you'll head back for new spell cards. So, again, you can keep playing throughout the day.
Apparently, there's now, I'm reading on another, that there's now 70 cards.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot quicker. You can do this one in 30 to 60 minutes.
Yeah.
So, if you got an hour to kill, it's something you can do for fun.
I think all of these work under two scenarios. When we were there last October, it was just like, oh my gosh, what's happening? It's Parkmageddon. There's people everywhere.
Yeah.
Mm. Or if you're there for a long period of time.
Yeah. Even the Parkmageddon, I kind of go like, man, I don't want to be out there with everybody. You know, it's so crazy that you want to be sweating, touching people on Main Street or on these different areas. I don't know.
There are some people who are really into this because you'll go sometimes and it's like, there'll be like, there's card trading that happens in the park, like pin training.
Yeah.
Where people like trading
it's
their.
It's cool. I love that they're offering these kind of things. Again, it's and maybe we can come up with at the end of this, how we feel, if we do feel this, is it really worth the time? Or is it worth it in general? Ain't worth the time. But we'll move on from that one to, let's talk Agent P's then. And Agent P's is over at Epcot. And this one's sort of one of the more higher rated ones. I think a lot of people like this one. You go through World Showcase. You have give you an option of taking some sort of phone that you can carry around. Or now you can actually do it on the app. And it's a fun thing for kids. You sign up at any one of multiple locations. And you're given what looks like a cell phone from the device. Lead you through various adventures and puzzles through the lands of World Showcase. Where this helps, you can complete a mission in about 30 minutes, it says, but that's like one of them. So there's a lot of different missions you can do. What
and
I
so
like about
that,
this is it gives kids something to do at World Showcase.
You can do it multiple times. Like you can do one mission, and if the kids love it, you could go back and do something else.
Right.
Cool.
So Terry, you've actually done it. I haven't done it since.
Choose your own adventure?
I have not done it since it was Kim Possible. So it's been a while.
Yeah, I've done it.
I remember that.
Two or three of the
missions.
Of the mission. Like, just, we just got the phone one time, and by the, I wasn't, it didn't capture me at all. Like, I just was like, eh.
Yeah. I think.
But if I was a huge fan of Phineas and Ferb, or if I would think that this would appeal to a 7-year-old, 8-year-old boy who just loves Phineas and Ferb and who wants to interact, you know, and is kind of bored by World Showcase.
I think that's right. I think it is the World Showcase distractor for children.
Because for the younger kids, they can color the mask. You know, there's also a passport that you can do where the kids can passport. There's also a Drinking Around the World passport. That's a different show.
This is great. This is a great game. If you go on Mission Space, your day is completely ruined because you're like,
you don't want to get another ride.
You're so dizzy. And you're just like, I'm not myself. Then you just go over here and you do that game.
Could you also call it, instead of Agent P's World Showcase Adventure, the Please Leave Mommy and Daddy Alone While We Drink game?
Oh, man, that sign me up.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I don't know. It just sounds like,
well, there is,
you
interactive,
guys are saying distract the children while you...
Well, if you're purely trying to do that, give your kid a phone, your own phone. Give them something to play with, because this is something they will be dragging you around, because there are missions to complete.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said in Germany last week, where I got a little confused, is you can see like Doofenshmirtz going around in like the clock area of it. So
Germany.
You can see that added to the cuckoo clock. So there are elements that are very visible. Interactive.
I'm fine with being drug around, though, if I got a drink in my hand.
Well, there you go.
You know?
All right.
I mean, there's worse situations being.
Uh-huh. And you know where the games actually I have enjoyed these kind of games has been on the Dream and the Fantasy on Disney Cruise Line. They have some like deck top games. They have one that's like the Muppets Caper.
I've done one of those too, yeah.
And it's a little different because there's not Space Mountain to go ride. You're on a boat.
Right. You're looking for stuff to do, especially those days at sea.
Those days at sea, and you do it for like 30 minutes, then you go watch Star Wars again.
Yeah.
You know, and I enjoy it there.
It's a resounding endorsement for the cruise line. There's nothing to do.
No.
Do this game and go watch Star Wars again.
Well, it's kind of a quiet thing to do. I'd say that.
Usually, I mean, there's tons of things to do, but sometimes you just want something that's different. And
it's low key.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, Terry, you're the only one who really has done this one. So you're kind of in the middle of it. Just meh.
Eh.
Not your thing. All right. Then there's the Pirates Adventure. We go back to the Magic Kingdom. That's probably what's the newest one, I believe, in the list. And it's located in Magic Kingdom. The game is played entirely in Adventureland. So it's a little bit more interactive as stuff does happen. Stuff pops up, stuff moves. I don't want to spoil this for people who are enjoying it, but I believe you're given a map.
And you did this one, you said?
I've never completed any of them.
Okay.
But I've at least attempted.
Man, I'm going to do this when I go.
All right. So you stop by the station just past Pirates of the Caribbean. Once you're there, you'll be given a mission and you'll be given a map also. So you get a collectible map. And some people said you can get that signed by Jack Sparrow. That's something fun you can do if you see Jack, if you meet him. It's a fun little souvenir. Again, you get a souvenir from it, so you can't really hate on it too much when you're getting all this free junk. You know, Wilderness Explorers, you get stickers. You don't really get much on Agent P's.
You get to use an F-O-N-E.
Which is how they spell it.
Yeah.
Right.
Trying to see what it is, it's an acronym. Trying to see if there is like a, is there any sort of... is there any sort of prize you get from the H&P's one? I don't think so.
Do you get the black spot during the mission, and then if you complete, it goes away?
Well, that was, I do that.
See, I'd do that too. And you
got to figure out that technology.
Doing that in real life all the time, Grease.
Doing right? What?
Nothing.
Black? Like, what?
It's from Harry, it's not Harry Potter. It's Destiny.
I haven't watched a single Harry Potter.
No.
I actually take that back. I watched the second one, part two of
you
seven.
You watched the last one.
Yeah. Because Logan, generous Logan over here, renting out a whole theater. We all went
Did
over
you
there.
You call it the second one, and you meant the eighth part of the last one.
Yeah.
The eighth movie?
Here's the deal. Here's the deal. I think I want to watch it soon.
We're talking about Pirates of the Caribbean.
I always love watching number one and then seeing the budget change on number two, so I think I'd be interested in seeing the first two.
That's fine.
I've never seen any of them. I'd watch them with you, Grease.
Really?
Yeah.
They come on every weekend on Freeform.
That's what I was going to say.
I don't want to watch it with commercials.
All right, moving on.
700 Club, Harry Potter.
Yeah, that's true.
Every day.
Great sounding show right there.
Yeah, again, a Pirates Adventure. Some people like it. Some people don't. I've heard a lot of people who listen to the show do really enjoy it. And with that, it doesn't take you as long as some of the others as well. Again, I've never completed it.
What are some things that aren't these games that serve the same purposes in the park? We mentioned someone...
Hidden Mickeys.
Hidden Mickeys.
Yeah, Hidden Mickeys are...
That
are...
fascinates me, just because...
And you don't understand it, how they get there.
I don't. I'm not.
Who hid these Mickeys?
I'm not good at math. I love conspiracies. Hidden Mickeys right up my alley.
Like, are they like they painted like on like
they're
a,
everywhere.
A random pole that the you first, gotta go take a picture of?
No. The first random Mickey that I ever found was in Epcot in I believe Japan, and over in some bushes to the right of one of the things. There was just some
rocks.
It
sounds like you were going through the bushes looking for Mickey Mouse.
There was a Japanese flag, and they had just added two more circles.
Yeah. No. It was just some rocks that had been arranged inside, like, and they had, you know, I don't know. It looked so...
It was intentional once you saw it.
It was obscure, but then you realize, you're like, oh my gosh, this is super intentional.
So guess, like, a kid could actually construct it.
Yes.
There are various degrees of complicated. Sometimes, literally, they're in the concrete. Sometimes the buildings will make a Mickey.
Right. They're incorporated.
And almost all the resorts, the bedspreads, the carpet.
Something has it.
They're hidden.
Like, this is like a hidden Mickey grease.
Yeah, there's a... Yeah. That's a.
This is like, I'm showing a manhole cover, but in the concrete surrounding it, there are what looks to be, you know, a part of asphalt creation of little stones, but when you look at it, it makes Mickey Mouse.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, in Philhar Magic, you can look up to the right, you'll see there's like a tuba, and in the tuba is a Mickey. That's probably one of the most obvious ones. It's giant. You can notice that.
See, I thought you were talking
horn,
about like,
some sort of horn.
I thought you were talking about some kid could have just gone over to the sand and just
well, that
made
probably
a Mickey.
Happens.
Yeah. Stowed his Mickey Mouse
different
stuffed
kind of
animal
Mickey.
In the bushes. There
are probably children that try to fool people like me into thinking that that's a hidden Mickey. But
dude,
then they're,
kids
they're
are
just,
way smarter
they're
than
they're already into the design. Yeah, they're yeah. They're like books, thick books of hidden Mickeys all around the park. And then that new ride that's replacing the Great Movie Ride is supposedly going to have more
hidden Mickeys than ever.
Yeah. Just because it's a Mickey ride.
Right.
So, it's kind
of... Lots of
there's
going to
be
just the most Mickeys in general, I guess, are going to be there. One of the things, though, in the most obscure one, and a lot of people, you guys know this, but the Grease doesn't know. So, and Radiator Springs at Cars Land, there is a hidden Mickey that shows... Is it Radiator Springs? I think so. Let's look it up. So, Radiator Springs are in the line for the Little Mermaid. I'm pretty sure it's Radiator Springs. They have one that only happens once a year.
No way.
At 12 noon
no.
on Mickey's birthday. Light shines through at the exact right time. It may not be 12 noon, but it's a specific time every day on Mickey's birthday. It'll shine through and it makes a hidden Mickey on the wall.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
That is freaking awesome.
I know. The kid that designed that, just that kid. A genius.
Right? Dude.
No, but
can you imagine?
Yeah, they're fun. It's fun to get a guide because we, at some point, our family, we bought one. And so just as kind of like a
you
low
bought
key,
a hidden Mickey or a
we
guide?
We bought a guide. We bought a guide to him just as like a low key family game. It was like, all right, whoever in the family, the thousands of us that are here, can find the most hidden Mickeys, you'll get a no prize at the end.
How
of the
many people do you think get emotional when they see that?
I don't know.
Once
not
a year?
Many.
For how yeah. long? How long
I'd
do you think it stays there?
Very
like a minute?
Small percentage of people.
Oh, I guess it's also in New
like
Fantasyland.
The position of the sun.
Yeah, it's also at 12 noon in New Fantasyland at the Little Mermaid attraction. So I got confused. It's actually, I think, in both. Uh-huh. So that's where you can find it in Walt Disney World. And it shines like the sun will break through and it'll make a silhouette.
Wow.
That's cool.
Uh-huh. That
I
is
like
cool.
That. I've always liked the hidden Mickey thing just because it shows how much care they put into the park. Like, you know,
I wonder if I can do one of those like at my house.
You can.
I thought about doing a tattoo right here and it would be a hidden Mickey.
Oh. Yeah.
And maybe like do it like a.
Oh, like on the inside of your finger?
Uh huh.
Although, but like, I feel like you can see that at any time you want to.
Well, I mean, no. But like people wouldn't know it's there. I'm just talking. You're not looking.
Oh.
It's hidden to everyone else. Not to
gotcha.
Me. I'm not hiding my own Mickey. I put it on my back. I never see it.
Right.
That's
I mean,
you
could
do.
Put it like, you know, like, I don't know, on your hip.
I don't got good hips.
You don't
tattooing.
Got, I've been there too, Logan.
Yeah, I don't that's think that's...
A, that's a problem.
That Mickey will not look right.
Yeah. Like 30 years from now, that hip has changed. And that it looks like Goofy, not
it doesn't,
Mickey.
It just doesn't look like Mickey. It just gets elongated. Not good.
That's saggy Mickey.
Oh, don't picture that.
You guys,
anything else?
That's all I can do, Logan. I'm sorry.
I think the games for kids are probably the best, just because, especially my niece's age, you know, a tweenager or whatever, where they've been to the park a lot, they've ridden all the rides, they're going back again with the family, and this is like an extra dimension.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's probably what they're
intending. So to you, it's worth it depending on your
trip. I think so. Again, age demographically.
I would say if you're a season ticket holder and you go a lot and you haven't done these
games. Annual pass holder, but yeah, let's get. Yeah. I'm going to teach you the correct nomenclature.
Oh, because yeah, it's not seasonal.
No.
Because they don't close. It's never closed.
You can actually get seasonal annual passes, though, that are only good during certain seasons.
If you're local, yeah.
But Disney's like Christmas. It's always
if you're an annual pass holder and you go a lot.
This ain't Lake Winnipesaukee.
Yeah, no, this ain't Six Flags Over Georgia.
No.
You know what I mean?
Ooh, thank God it's not.
Praise the Lord. Right. No, but I mean, and you haven't done these games, I'm going to question your
cred.
Your cred, your street cred.
Mm-hmm.
Your motives.
Your Main Street
your
cred.
Main Street
your Main Street cred. Your Main Street cred.
I think we'd let our listeners down today if we didn't get some insight from Will Haynes on the adult in park game that we all know and love about proper etiquette for drinking around the world.
We've only done it improperly.
And there's only one rule. You go, you start at Mexico, go to Canada.
You go hard in the paint. That's the one rule.
Do you only get one drink per thing?
Yeah. If you want to survive.
How bad do you just want to?
Can you? How long?
Like, Logan and I did it in an absurd amount of time that you should never do it in.
In 4 hours, right? Y'all did it in 4 hours, 3 hours.
I think it was three.
Three or four. We were done.
What time
of
year was it? Like what? When are we talking?
I don't remember.
Not only does he not remember that.
It was probably the spring.
So the appropriate way is start in the morning, have your few drinks, and have like lunch.
There's not like a food and wine or anything.
Well, you just don't want to go like when it's hot in the middle of the summer, you know, and you see people walking around Epcot and you know it's like
we were sweating regardless, but
I realize
from other reasons.
We learned you can't take a drink into most attractions. And,
yeah, we snuck it into that cyclorama in
China. They're getting new video in China.
I know, I'm excited.
Supposed to do it again.
I like it.
The ultimate dare is to take it into Mission Space and keep it in your cup.
What's wrong with you in Mission Space?
What are you talking about?
Hey, ooh, that's interesting. Reboot,
if you're a vlogger out there, this is what I want you to do. Yeah, sneak a drink into Mission Space. I want you to videotape what your like beverage is doing. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because I feel like you'd get a better mental idea of what your body is going through if you could see the water.
Here's what you do. You get a platypus flask. Tape it to the inside of your leg.
Let's first maybe explain what that is.
Yeah, Will.
It's an Agent P flask.
Yeah. It's like a flexi flask. It's like
a floppy flask.
Yes. Think a IV bag with a spout.
Love it.
And
they have spouts.
No. They have tubular things coming out of it. This is with like a sport bottle tip.
Yeah.
This one's drinkable.
Yes. So take that, tape it to the inside of your leg with your beverage of choice, water, Coca-Cola, anything, and have a cup in your bag. And make sure you're wearing shorts. As soon as they put you in, pull out of the front. It's got the little netting in front. Pull your cup out and then just open the spout at the bottom of your leg. Mm-hmm. Fill the cup. Shut it.
And wait.
I feel like you could just sneak a bottle.
Do they have cameras in it, though? Do they have cameras inside the ride?
Sure, I'm sure they do.
Awesome plan.
Once it starts,
look,
hey,
this is up to you, vloggers. I'm not doing it.
I want you to try to pour it while the ride's moving.
That's your mission.
Just tell people. Tell them you puked.
That's
fine.
That's
they do have puke bags. You could fill up a puke bag.
Well, you could take a bottle of
rum,
Coke, or whatever in there.
Rum.
Yeah.
Because they have like a storage.
True. But I don't know. I'd like to see.
I'm 99% sure that my wife and I had the worst experience in Mission Space. We could talk about it another time.
Did someone puke?
It was the worst. Right before us, we go in there, and they're literally, as we're getting on, they're done cleaning up.
Well, that's a perfect play to end this show.
Yep.
Special thanks to our. I got to go for real.
Did we say whether it's worth it
from me?
Two thumbs up from here, right here.
Eh.
I say it's a waste of time.
I think it's a waste of time as well. Depending on the only time it's good is it's a kid distraction, and it seems like it's too intensive to be a kid distraction. So I would say.
I mean, my two thumbs up has an asterisk.
Yes, I know.
You know, like
you've never said something definitive.
Yeah, well, you have to
just keep walking.
If you're there for a week and you're round two and all these things, it's worth it. I think.
All right. Well, I think you hopefully got a little bit of information about those in-park games, and there's others we'll probably discuss later on the show. But thank you for listening to WDW Today this week. Thanks to our sponsor, Care.com. Go to their website, care.com/WDW. Lets them know you heard about it here and saves you some money on a premium membership. And that's going to do it for today's show. I'm Logan Sekulow.
I'm Will Haynes.
I'm Terry Weaver.
The grease is out.
I'm Matt Lott.
And we'll see you on the next show.